This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday in August. Summertime Fridays are dwindling. Summertime weekends are...
Don't say it.
Passing us by.
Don't say it.
I'm sorry, but...
I know.
It's happening. And here we are, still waiting on the world to change. Hi, everybody. Glad to have you along. My name is Scott Hannon. Host for the program we call What's On Your Mind? Because we love knowing what's on your mind. You get to tell us right here on the program. Toll free at 800-228-0550. That's the toll free telephone number to call us. 800-228-0550. Text us at 701-367-2054. Texts are already pouring in with photos of folks where they're working. Well, I shouldn't say working. What they're doing while they're listening to What's On Your Mind, because while there have been some at work, I did get a photo of somebody behind the wheel of a nice little boat and holding a nearly trophy fish.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a good day for that.
Glad to have the radio on the boat, too. And we have our final day today of Final Friday where we're giving away tickets to the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. I have a stack of envelopes with me right here in the studio, and I'll be jotting down names and addresses and send you tickets to what is arguably the best Steam Threshers Reunion in the Upper Midwest. It's pretty darn good. There are smaller ones that are, you know, fun. This one's just huge. So much going on, multiple days, and they've just found a way. Really neat deal. So that begins next Friday. We'll be broadcasting, in fact, next Friday from there. So here's the deal.
By the way, if you do go to the Steam Threshers Reunion,
yes, sir,
don't park near the big steam hay baler thing.
Why?
Because you come back and your car will be covered in hay dust and hay.
Yeah.
One year we parked by that thing. It was like, oh.
Are you speaking from experience?
Okay, yes, I am.
I hear you. So here's what you do to receive free tickets. One, we love our listeners and we love knowing how you're listening, where you're listening, what you're doing. So just send us a photo, okay? Send us a photo of what you're doing, why you're listening. It could be a selfie. It could be out the cab, you know, a tractor window, whatever, okay? Any kind of photo, whatever you're doing, send it to us. Now, if you would like tickets to the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion, again, starting next weekend, include your name and your address. And if you previously have won tickets... Thought you won tickets, but the tickets haven't showed up means I don't have your name and address. Because all I do is hand my phone over to somebody after the show. They go through all the photos, and then they find the name and the address, and they send it out. So if we don't have your name and your address, we can't send them to you. So if you'd like tickets, photo, name, address, if you would like to receive the tickets you already won, send another photo, but include your name and address. So we have it right here, okay? And you send that to 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, full hour, anything, everything you want to ask your member of Congress, have at it. We were in Devil's Lake with him last Friday, had a great time, great crowd. Thanks to everybody that turned out for that. A lot of fun. And this week we're back on the phones, just the phones, okay? So get ready for that. Bottom of this hour, we have North Dakota Department of Transportation guest joining us on the program to talk about question that has come up on the program related to guardrails in the median. What the problem we're trying to solve is, if that is a big enough problem to, you know, cause another problem, at least in the eyes of some people, for motorcyclists and others with the cables and the guardrail in the median. So we just go to the source, as we like to do here on the program. A lot of folks had different theories on this. The expert will be here. Ask away. Okay? It's what we do. It's what we do. And what else have we got? What else? I know we got a little bit of feedback on the issue raised yesterday regarding Roundup and swatting and why people don't swat anymore and they have to use Roundup and a lot of different theories. I have some interesting feedback on that, so we'll share all that for you, too. Here's what you do. You call us at 701-258-0550. You text me at 701-367-2054. You email me, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Kevin Flynn is here with me. He's working a big story. The Overstock CEO is saying that Peter Strzok offered him $1 billion. Is that what he's saying, $1 billion?
Yeah, well, he calls them the men in black, and it's the all of those at the top of the FBI. And Strzok, yeah, it's Comey.
So it's another it's another layer to the whole Russia story that includes big questions about the FBI and corruption. And look, it's just not pretty. So Kevin's on that story for us. Daniel's on the phones when you call today on the program. And what else? I guess we'll just get to it here. Just tell us what's on your mind, whatever it is. Henry in Fargo, you're first to go here. Henry, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning. I got a little flood diversion update for you. We all know about the John Stearns house, right?
The John Stearns house. Well, you better tell folks that don't know about it. Yeah, you're talking about the one on... where is it located?
The road where, you know, that Frank Lloyd Wright's granddaughter, somebody designed it, so he wants like $10 million for the house. So the city buys out another house, forces the guy out, pays him all that money, tears the house down, pays all that money. Now they want to move Stearns there, move the street, and do all this stuff. It's some funny math. They got to raise the elevation of the lot 5 feet, so all the other neighbors now have this towering mansion next to them. It's quite the debacle, if you ask me, just to accommodate one guy who thinks his house worth way more than it is.
Interesting. You know, I imagine, unfortunately, the lawyers command most of those decisions, right? What's our culpability if we didn't, if we don't do this, so then they could do this. And I'm sure it's, you know, do you remember Denny Wallacher? Completely different topic, but there was some construction down on South University. Denny Wallacher, the mayor of Fargo, longtime public works director, runs for mayor, passed away, same with his wife. Just a dear soul, heck of a guy. And there was a tragic accident that involved some ruts in the road that caused the car to go off the road and caused the death of a youngster. And Denny Wallacher, as mayor, said, we're culpable. The city of Fargo did that. Now, you know, you're not supposed to do that because obviously the settlement was a lot higher than it would have been otherwise. But he didn't care. He just did the right thing. But I think the case you're bringing up is, you know, the lawyers are all worried that if they don't do...
Well, I think Chris Berg should do another article. Chris Berg interviewed him. I mean, they should do a relook into it because it just seems like funny math that you could pay to buy out a house, pay the house to be tore down, pay to move the street. Now you got to pay to move Stearns' house. You got to pay him to buy the house or to pay him to, you know, compensate him for the move of the house. Now you inconvenience all the neighbors with the move. You elevate one lot out of the neighborhood 5 feet up in the air and you place a house on it. Where's all that water drain?
Interesting. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you calling, Henry, and I think those questions need to be answered for the benefit of the taxpayers, for sure. It's your money. I certainly will mention it to Mr. Chris Berg as well. Ben in West Fargo.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on. Long-time listener, first time I'm calling in. You're talking about our dear mayor here, Wallacher, Mayor Wallacher. And I'm telling about the mayor, and I'm telling you right now, I think you got this thing all wrong. I think you're painting him in a horrible light.
Helms wrong.
Who's the other guy yelling in the background there?
Oh, that's John, my coworker. We're sitting here, we're listening. Look, I'm a proud resident of West Fargo.
You don't know okay.
Do you want to talk to him? I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't work with that guy anymore if I were you.
I'd go to
HR and say you've got a hostile work environment is what I would do if I were you.
No, that's fine. And look, let me just say I apologize and everything like that. But I hear you talking about him, and I feel like I was just listening. I listen every day, and you said that he said, look, this is the city of Fargo's fault. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not the city of Fargo's fault.
Tell me, Fargo's fault.
We are tax-paying citizens of the city of Fargo. And all I'm going to let you know is that the city is so flat that you can see for miles. You know, there's a saying here.
Yeah, I'm really confused on what I think he's having fun, Kevin, but not really necessarily knowing much about what he's arguing about. Or trying to correct us on. Or make a point. I don't know. Anyway, back to Earth after this on What's On Your Mind.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market. The new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Egg supports NDSU Athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Heard from a listener last night, said, hey, I really want that body pillow, but I go onto the website, it's $89.99, and I heard you talking about it being $29.99. What am I doing wrong? Radio listener specials are right at the top right-hand corner. Radio listener specials. You click on that, you get the good deals, including a body pillow that was $89.99 for $29.99. And savings of up to 50% on my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. And remember, all of the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, save up to 50% off. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Emailer from yesterday, Scott, I heard your caller on Thursday about pre-harvest Roundup. The size of the header has nothing to do with it. Our friends of the north of the border have swathers up to 45 feet. It has more to do with speed and ease. You can spray maybe 2,000 acres a day and swath maybe 100. A new swather is at least $150,000. Why not put that money in a sprayer or a nice combine header? And wheat isn't the only crop chemically treated 10 days before harvest. Barley for beer, barley for dog food, field peas, flax, dry edible beans. At least 80% of these crops get a shot of Roundup right before harvest. Tell the North Dakota State Mill you don't want Roundup in your bread and we will grow it. How much will you pay extra? Some very interesting points. That caused quite a little kerfuffle yesterday on the program. Okay, Kevin is tracking the story with the Overstock CEO. This is almost too hard to even grasp here. But Peter Strzok, the disgraced FBI agent who was texting with his girlfriend and all those horrible things about Donald Trump, and we will stop him, and we have an insurance policy and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know all that. Now we know that he came to the CEO of a company, Overstock.com, and did what, Kevin?
Well, the guy's name is Patrick Byrne. He resigned. He started the company, saying he was not forced out but had become far too controversial. This after the former CEO said last week that he had helped law enforcement on three occasions, the last being less about law enforcement, more about the political espionage against, he says, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And he expanded on it. He was on Bulls and Bears. Here's a couple of clips from it.
I took some orders that seemed a little fishy. In 2015, 2016, last summer watching television, I figured out the name of who sent me the orders, and this has all now been confirmed to me. The name of the man who sent me the orders was a guy named Peter Strzok.
Oh,
does that
my
mean
goodness.
Anything? Got it? Capiche?
Yeah.
So this is going to be quite a whirlwind. No, I'm not getting chased out, and the board, this is my me ejecting, and I have to. I have to because I've been warned that if I come forward to America, that the apparatus of Washington is going to grind me into a dust. And that's going to happen, and I have to get that away from the company. It's only right.
The Clintons have scheduled his suicide for next Thursday, I guess, is the plan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. He's it's pretty crazy.
Seems, I don't know, a little weird. I have no doubt it happened. None. I mean, we know enough now that it's just crazy. If you would have said 4 years ago, well, wait a minute here, Donald Trump, while running for president, would be subjected to an espionage campaign from the U.S. government, because of a fake dossier that was paid for by Obama and the Democratic, known about by Obama. First of all, there's no way Obama doesn't know about any of this.
That's what he's saying.
He gets a presidential daily brief.
Yep.
But I have to admit, the guy sounds a little like, kind of a little bit of a drama queen.
But, well, he didn't really want to do anything like this. And he said he finally went to see Warren Buffett. And he said, Warren Buffett and I, he's kind of like my rabbi. He said, I called him and he said, Patrick, you have to come forward. And I said, this is from the transcript. It's going to make some feds furious at me. Their heads are going to explode. And he said, Buffett said, you let the feds do their job. You're a citizen. You got your job. You're coming to the public with this. So Warren Buffett's one that told him but boy, that's a deep state. I don't know that you want to swim in those waters, but he's chosen to.
Yeah, that is really odd. There's no other way around that. Really, really odd. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. And texture says, I think my breakfast cereal tastes better with a dose of Roundup on it.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It's not. Not good.
Do not try this at home. You know? Do not try this at home. Please put those last two guys back on. It was the funniest darn thing I heard today. It was like Beavis and Butthead on live radio.
So I said they sounded like Diamond and Silk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's wrong.
Right. Yeah, I just, you know, trying to protect folks. Got a listener listening on the iHeartRadio app from a Grafton listener working on the flood diversion up there. That's beautiful. Right there from the cab of the truck. Now, what I didn't get was a name and an address, so I'm going to assume he's just showing us where he's working, which is great. But if you want tickets to the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers reunion, just remember to include your tickets. Include, rather, your address and name for the tickets. Okay? Here's somebody fishing for downhole equipment in Dunn County. on the rig site. Crossing the river, heading down to Dunn Center with some filters for an oil rig. I need those steam thresher tickets bad. All right, well, I want to give them to you, but I don't have your name and your address. Name and address. Name and address. Name and address.
Got to send them out.
Yeah. You want Canada Thistle in your breakfast cereal? No. So I think you need, what do you need? Roundup, so you don't have the thistle. Exactly right. Darla sent a nice note. What a lovely neighborhood. Shout out to her. Winner. I got the address. See, she's going to get the tickets. See how that works? Here's somebody combining weed in Barnesville. Oh, I love it. We love our listeners, ladies and gentlemen. You're so awesome. I can't even begin to tell you. Let's get James in here quick before the break. James, what's on your mind?
The elections.
Say that one more time. What about the elections?
Well, the Associated Press started in 1846. And ever since 1848, 2 years after its inception, and we're talking the Mexican-American War, way before the Civil War, including national, state, local races, down to all legislative levels in all 50 states, from parishes, city townships, counties, they basically, along with doing elections, they count the ballots. They're also the ones that declare the winners of 5,000 contests nationally is the Associated Press. And the News Whip is another organization that in 2017 revealed that the Associated Press content was more engaged with Facebook than the content of any other individual English thing. But the Associated Press is every Time magazine, every forum.
Now, it used to be more powerful than they are, but certainly they are a powerful news organization. The only thing I would take exception with, I don't think they count ballots. Right, they take the tally that is counted by auditors and election officials, and then report on it. But they have a lot of power. You're right there. We're asking residents of Lockport City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is billionaire, conservative activist, and philanthropist David Koch has died at the age of 79. Koch and his older brother Charles own the Nebraska-based energy and chemical company Koch Industries. Since 1983, David stepped away from running the company last year because of failing health. The Koch brothers, best known for building a huge network of conservative donors. Again, David Koch has died at 93.
As he considers giving President Trump a primary challenge, former Republican governor of South Carolina Mark Sanford is pointing to overspending and the federal deficit.
We now have a $22-plus trillion national debt. We've never had as high a debt before in our country's history.
He was speaking on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pipers is getting it done day in and day out. That website is chock full of all kinds of upcoming events you're going to want to put on your calendar for land auctions and equipment auctions. Of course, they do real estate, land management. They have now online auctions as well, which you can access very easily from the website. Happily send you a catalog if you call them at 877-700-4099. Coming up Wednesday, they have a big bushel bin complex auction in Clay County. That's in Craigness Township. They have a mobile home park auction in Underwood on the 29th. That's Thursday next week. Early September, the Pipers Western Minnesota Equipment Auction in Ada should be on your calendar for Thursday, the 5th of April. An online-only auction, some equipment out of Harvey, North Dakota, on September 10th. So, and then a farmstead in Griggs County on the 16th. So September looks busy, as it always does, for our friends at Pipers. Pipers.com, or call them at 877-700-4099. Kevin Flynn continues to dig into this overstock story. This is going to be kind of the story that we're going to know about, and we're going to know bits and pieces of from this conversation, but won't hit the mainstream for, you know, a month or so. Chris Cuomo, do they call him Fredo?
don't call him Fredo.
Okay, I could get thrown down the steps. Right. Yeah. So do you see what he said? He did an analysis last night on TV where he took Bill Clinton's, you know, picture from his first few months as president, and then Bill Clinton, like 3 years into his presidency. Same with George W. Bush, same with Barack Obama, and showed how each of them had aged.
Oh, yeah.
And then he showed Trump, and he said Trump hasn't aged. So you know what his theory was?
What?
On why Trump hadn't aged?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
He doesn't care as much about America as the other presidents did.
Of course
not. So there's no stress for him.
Right.
Maybe he's just handling it well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there wouldn't be that. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. You can't make it up, folks. These folks are just they're bent on this. It's crazy. Hey, one of the things we pride ourselves here on the program is that if you call and say, "Hey, why is this happening? What's going on?" You know, if we don't know, we say we don't know, and we say we'll get you some answers. And we had a question related to road construction signage and slowdowns when there isn't actually road construction going on. Recently, Lane had somebody on from the North Dakota Department of Transportation. And one of the projects where we were talking about that happening was I-29, where they're adding a barrier, like a guardrail and some cabling system, as it was called, described to us, in the median. And the reason given for that was that, you know, cars can go from one lane to the other and cause a head-on accident, and this prevents that. Question we didn't get, but later had questions from our audience on, was, well, how often does that happen? And then we've been inundated with people in the motorcycle community to say those things are the absolute worst for motorcycle safety. So anyway, we said, well, you know, look, that's why we ask questions. We don't know. We'll get some more of the experts on. And so we are joined today on What's on Your Mind by Mark Nelson from the North Dakota Department of the DOT. And also we have Karen Mojon with us as well. She's the director of safety there. So, Karen, Mark, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Scott.
So let's start with the plan, the reason, if you will, for, you know, medians and cabling systems between the high traffic areas. What's that for?
Scott, this is Mark. What we look at, we work closely with the Federal Highway Administration, and they've identified cable medium barriers as a proven strategy and a countermeasure for helping to reduce fatal and serious injury crashes. When you look at it on a national level for states that have implemented them, it shows a 97% reduction in cross median crashes. That's a huge number, and quite honestly, a vehicle crossing the median on an interstate, the chance of severe injury or fatality, because it's typically a head-on type collision, those are the types of crashes we're trying to avoid as part of our Vision Zero program.
Does the study break down, okay, I-29, I-94, or is it just a generic United States, anywhere there's an interstate, this helps?
Scott, this is nationwide. We have local stats in North Dakota, but this, what I cited from the FHWA is national statistics.
Because one of the questions that's come up from the audience is, you know, are we fixing a problem that doesn't exist? And I get what you're saying. Statistics tell us that nationally these help, but I would assume there's all kinds of different examples of, you know, highway, you know, distance between the two lanes and all of those things. So, you know, one of the questions asked here is how often does this happen where we're adding cable now? Do we know that? I mean, in other words, is this a I-29 and the 6 mile stretch that's getting it now in Fargo or wherever it is being added? Is that been identified as a place where this has happened before or happens too often or statistically more than somewhere else?
So, Scott, this is Karen Mojon. The answer is yes. I mean, we weren't even able to look at this particular crash type until we started collecting more detailed information on the crash report in 2016. So that's when we were able to do more of an analysis after data was collected on this crash type from 2016 and beyond. So we looked at from early 2016 through late 2017, we looked at less than a two-year period. We looked at highway stretches on I-29 and the interstate at I-94, and there were 57 crashes during that less than two-year period that were attributed to the cross-median crash type. Some of those were fatal, some causing, just two were fatal actually, but a significant amount of the other crashes caused serious injury or injury of some point, of some type. So we do have data that shows that these crash types are happening on the interstate and highways.
Got it. Okay, so nationally, you got research that says there's a problem, and since 2016, you have local data that says the same thing. What about the concerns that have come from others that it is a hazard, that you cause more problems than you solve? I hear a lot of that from motorcyclists. People also have said, you know, lower profile vehicles, if they end up against one of those, could be in some, you know, are they right that this, while it might help something else, causes other issues or more hazards for motorcyclists and others?
We're aware of the motorcyclists, you know, expressed concern about these cable median barriers, and there is no data that we're aware of at all that supports those concerns. We're actually aware, we've looked at Minnesota's processes quite thoroughly, and, you know, Minnesota has had the cable median barriers along the interstate for more than 10 years. During that period, there's been zero documented motorcycle fatalities as a direct result of the cable median barriers. So while we understand that the motorcyclist community views them as a concern, there's no data to justify that concern.
All right. So, But you're not unfamiliar with it. In other words, you've heard it. I've heard, you know, folks say, look, I've gone out of my way to give input when there's been public comment periods on this, and that's sort of not listened to. Sounds like you're saying, Karen, no, we hear it. We just don't find anything that backs up what they're saying to be accurate in the way of an additional hazard.
Correct. And we have sought extensive stakeholder input into our Vision Zero plan. So when we developed the Vision Zero plan, we had the input of 200 stakeholders from across the state who, you know, voiced their feedback as to what should be done. And that community of 200 stakeholders wanted to see cable median barriers installed at certain points to prevent these cross median crashes.
Interesting. Got it. And who pays? Is this a federal government share, or is it different in any way than any other road construction as far as, you know, how it's authorized or how it's paid for?
Yeah, Scott, this is Mark again. Yeah, it's paid through the DOT, through the highway funds.
Same way as always. Yeah.
It's just a project that we... You know, we put dollars towards safety projects, and this is one of the projects that we determined to be something that we wanted to move forward with. We see it as a preventative measure to try to reduce, again, the types of serious crashes that, you know, result in fatalities at times.
Because somebody had asked us to ask how you justified the expenditure of installing the cabling, and I think, Karen, you mentioned earlier this is tied to the Vision Zero plan, so... In your eyes, the expenditure of this is no different than do we put in, a new interchange, a new, widen the road, whatever. It's just part of the same. There's no special funding or special incentive to do these.
You know, it's a priority that's set by our agency, Scott. And, you know, when you talk about dollars, I don't know how you can put the price on a fatality crash. The fact that we look at North Dakota data and we have two fatals and six incapacitating injury crashes, if there's a 97% chance, and that's what the data shows, that you're going to help eliminate that, it's a countermeasure that we have to look at because we don't want to see our citizens getting hurt and killed on the highways.
Yeah, you mentioned 57 times this had happened between I-29 and I-94, Karen, earlier. Is that since 2016, that total?
That was during less than a two-year period from early 2016 to later 2017.
Got it. Somebody else says wildlife snowplows also have a hazard to deal with these cables. Is that a concern at all? Are they right there?
Scott, that shouldn't be an issue. The cable barriers are at a minimum 8 feet from the edge of the shoulder, so they're a minimum 8 feet. And they go up to as far as 20 feet. So they're not right on the edge of the roadway. So I don't see that as a concern, especially for the snow plows. That shouldn't be an issue because they're typically located more in the center of the median.
Right. Well, again, when you talk about the percentages you talk about in preventing a head-on collision, when you talk about nearly 60 of these over a two-year period, if I was in your position, I would do exactly what you're doing. I mean, I think you have the data to back that up. And, you know, this is why we ask these questions. Sometimes, people have a theory on something happening for the wrong reason. And, when we ask, we get the answers to either validate that concern or, you know, say, hey, wait a minute, here's another angle on it. So you both have done a good job in explaining that for us today, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark Nelson and Karen Mojon from the North Dakota Department of Transportation. You ask, we get you answers. It's what we do here on the program on What's on Your Mind. Wait a minute. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up despite China announcing that they're going to retaliate? It's in the green?
Big news.
It must be. More coming up.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's Andy Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation routes. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about her flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're spending the break reading your texts, looking at the photos of where folks are listening on the program. Audubon, Minnesota. Fargo, North Dakota. Williston, North Dakota. Hauling harvest equipment around. Legendary Western North Dakota says, Brian in Minot has got a nice gooseneck implement hat right there in the dash. I see that. Lady driver from Grafton. Oh, my gosh. It is so darn fun. It is so darn fun. Cheryl is sewing teddy bears, for crying out loud, in Moorhead. All right, Cheryl, we got tickets on the way. What a gig that would be, huh? Sewing teddy bears.
Oh, why not?
Think of the, you know, the love you spread with your handiwork there, by golly. I love it. Remember, I read an email earlier from a listener. We were going back and forth yesterday on, you know, somebody called to lament that people don't SWAT anymore, and, you know, why don't they have SWATers out there? Then they wouldn't need to spray all this, you know, Roundup and whatnot. And somebody says, hey, put the money in a nice spray. You can spray 2,000 acres a day, but you swath about 100, which is why our friends at the High Plains Apache want you to know the sprayer is the Apache sprayer. The expertise on those sprayers, the folks at No Spray Application, like nobody's business, High Plains Apache. They got her done. They're in Mandan, right by Culver's there, exit 60 south of Fargo Frontier, right across from Walmart, south of Fargo, and online at highplainsapache.com. You tell them Scott sent you. Susan is south of Fargo, weighs in with a comment here. Susan, what's on your mind?
I have been wanting to talk to the North Dakota DOT, whoever lines up these maintenance on the interstates, and talk to them about turning interstates into one lane during rush hour, going through Fargo or south of Fargo. Last year I was caught coming off I-94 going south on I-29 on that exit, and it was one lane during rush hour. And I could not get on. It was backed up to I-94 and beyond, and I said, somebody is going to get killed here. And I should have called in, but I didn't, and somebody was killed there. I don't think when they're planning to do construction and different things on the interstate here in the Fargo area, they plan for it during rush hour. Now, there's construction going on with these guardrails coming north into Fargo on I-29, and they've got a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on one lane, and you have people during rush hour getting off at 32nd, and two nights ago there was a crash there, and traffic was backed up on one lane back to 52nd Avenue. And again, when you turn those lanes into one lane traffic on the interstate, you're going to have deaths with all these people coming off if you don't do this better.
Yeah, I tell you what, we've talked about I-29 North, Susan, in the sense that even when there's not work going on, you know, the cones are out and the speed's reduced. And we were told by DOT when we asked about it, well, if they have to be there at least once every 3 days to keep the cones up. Well, they could come and, you know, adjust something once, get back in the truck and leave and say they were out there. You know, I don't know why, as you say, during rush hour, there should be more thought put into, okay, we're going to have rush hour, we have traffic here. What can we do to mitigate it? I mean, even if it's okay, get the crews there an hour before, move the cones, let the traffic go through after rush hour, go ahead and put the stuff back the way it was and do your construction.
100%, because, yeah. Again, when you turn those interstates into one lanes and you've got all of, it's hard enough to get through Fargo with those close exchanges going off on 32nd, and it's hard enough to get through. And then on top of it, you've got construction and they put it down to one lane. I really don't think they should have one lane during rush hour if they don't want people killed. And I say that truly because the accidents are unreal. When I came off last year, I-94, and I was sitting waiting to get onto I-29 going south, and I thought, somebody is not going to be able to get out here because the traffic was solid and they were coming too fast from the north on I-29 to merge.
And yeah, no, it's a hazard. Plus,
that's exactly what happened. That motorcycle was killed there. And because you just can't do this during rush hour. And the North Dakota Department of Transportation needs to be told this. And like now, with they're doing these guardrails, they could reduce that traffic lower than 55 going through there. I mean, they could be doing other things to help out, or do your construction earlier in the morning on that interstate and take that off during rush hours, or do something. They need to rethink this. They really do.
Yeah, I appreciate your passion on it, Susan. I'm sorry the DOT folks are gone. We did do an earlier segment just specifically on that, managing the traffic better with these construction projects, but I appreciate it. Donald Trump has tweeted out today, my only question is, who is our biggest enemy, Jay Powell or Chairman Z? That's going to be a big buzz today. Let me tell you, you're going to be hearing a lot about that. Jay Powell is the head of the Federal Reserve. The president has not been happy with the Federal Reserve and what they've been doing to manage the economy because he sees it as putting a drag on the economy. And, of course, Chairman Z wants to put the or has just increased the tariffs now. So stay tuned for more on that.
Ethanol
one
is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.